I didn't mean to scare my brother with my story. Maybe next time I can tell him one that's fun instead.
Stories are fun to tell and fun to listen to, and that kind of reminds me of Jesus. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Did you know that Jesus was a great storyteller? His stories were called parables, and he used them to help people understand really important truths about faith. In Matthew 13, verse 35, Jesus said this, "I will speak to you in parables. I will explain things hidden since the creation of the world." Let's listen to our story today. It's entitled, Storyteller. "I can't sleep in my room," cried 4-year-old Jonah as he climbed into bed with his brother Jacob. "The mean bear will eat me." "That was just a story," Jacob tried to explain. "I made that up." Jonah got under the covers and snuggled up to Jacob. "I'm scared." Dad walked into Jacob's bedroom and sat down on the bed next to the two boys. "Jacob, did you tell your brother another one of your wild tales?" Jacob nodded and grinned. "It was one of my best stories. There's this 5-headed snake who teams up with this bear who has a head like a wild boar with foot-long fangs and claws in the shape of knives. They go around looking for kids to eat, but my superhero is bigger than both of them. He can fly, and he has these spears for arms, and..." "You have a fantastic imagination," Dad interrupted with a smile. "Stories are important. They can teach us about life. But I think your story taught your brother to be afraid." Jonah crawled into Dad's lap. "I love making up stories," said Jacob. "I've even been writing them down." "That's wonderful, Jacob. Storytelling is a gift God has given you. Still, you should consider your audience next time." "I will," Jacob looked at his brother. "Sorry for scaring you, Jonah." Dad put his hand on Jacob's shoulder. "Did you know that Jesus was a storyteller too?" "Really?" "Jesus told stories or parables like you do. His stories taught truth about God and his kingdom to the disciples and other people who came to hear Jesus teach. Jesus told stories about things that the people in his day were familiar with, like sheep, farming, weddings, and fig trees. His stories help them, and us today, understand the truth about Jesus and the kingdom we become part of when we trust him to save us from sin." Jacob looked at Jonah. His little brother held his favorite blue car close to his chest. "I could make up a story about a magic blue car for Jonah. He'd like that." "He sure would," Dad said as he carried a sleepy Jonah back to bed. So how about you? Did you know that one way Jesus explained God's truth to people was through storytelling? In fact, everything written in the Bible is God's truth. It contains the parables Jesus told that show us what God's kingdom is like, and it has many other stories about what God has done throughout history and how he has worked in people's lives. As we read and listen to God's word, he will use it to teach us the truth he wants us to know. Our key Bible verse is Matthew 13, 35.
"I will speak to you in parables. I will explain things hidden since the creation of the world."
And our key thought today, listen to the stories Jesus tells. I hope you enjoyed today's Keys for Kids story. We put these stories together to help you make a habit of spending time with God every day. When you grow up to be a teenager, you can keep it up with the Unlock Teen Devotional. It's like Keys for Kids with something to read every day, but it might be a story or a poem or maybe a journal entry from a teen just like you. Get a free printed copy of Unlocked sent straight to you at unlocked.org. As always, I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.